What are the most powerful moves that I can make to generate momentum in my new role as a senior leader? That's the question that I'm going to answer for you today. This was a question that was submitted by one of our clients. It's a fabulous question, and it's one that I know many of you have because you're in that role or because you want it and you want to prepare for the future. You want to create a vision for the future where you are powerfully taking action as a new senior leader, as a new leader within an organization. How do I set up the first 60 days to 90 days? That is what I'm going to cover today. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the PeopleStack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode.
Generating momentum as a new leader. In other words, what do I do for my first 90 days, first 120 days, first 6 months in a new leadership role so that I can make the most impact possible while I have a great time, while I don't burn myself out? So this was a question that was submitted to us by one of our clients. So one of the things that we've started playing with is inviting our clients to ask us questions. You know, so that's actually not a new thing. We obviously do this all the time, but we've done it in a way where it's like, and we might cover it on a podcast too, right? So not only will they get our responses, as we always give them to them, as their coaches, that we'd also do one more and cover the response in a podcast as well, so they can have that response recorded in this format forever, if they want it. So, and that's actually something that we're going to start playing with more in the future as a heads up. So stay tuned to the next handful of podcasts where we're going to be inviting non-clients. So even if you've not worked with us in the past, but you have questions about upgrading your technical career, about creating your dream career as a technical leader, if you have questions for us, we're going to give you an outlet to submit them to us and then have that question answered in the podcast. So stay tuned for that. So now let's go to my client's question. We'll call my client Joe. Context is extremely important here. This is one of the things that when we answer questions for clients on our client Q&A calls that we say all the time. It's like, they usually do, but if they don't, it's like, give me some context, because that's going to be really important in refining and being as exact as possible in terms of the strategy that's going to be best for you, right? So what I like about this format too, by the way, is that like it gives me an opportunity to dive into the details. They're like case studies, but they're real life case studies. Like these are real life clients. These are real life people who want to make an impact. So I could talk about it in a high level way, but I could also get more into the details because we have some context as well. And then what I invite you to do, if you're not Joe, so Joe, if you're listening, you're going to get a custom tailored response to your question. And for everyone else, what I invite you to do is take what's useful from this and leave the rest without judgment and make it your own. I know that in my response to Joe, that you are going to be able to say, all right, okay, cool. How do I apply this in my career? So here's the context. Joe has recently been promoted to a director level technical leader, and he's very excited about it. and there's some large organizational shifts that are shaking out. He's looking forward to the role. He's looking forward to making an impact. And he feels that the people he's working with are absolutely ready to help generate more of an impact and generate momentum. So his question is, what are the most powerful moves one needs to make as a new director or manager of managers to generate momentum? So there's some really important context there. So number one, it's as a manager of managers. So this is as a senior leader, right? So we want to keep this in mind as well. This is also within a context where the role is relatively new. He's been working there for a couple of months already. And so that's important as well. And he feels that like people are ripe for this. Like that's why they hired him. They're like, yeah, let's go. So that's important. The strategy here is going to be different than if you're in a situation where it's not a new job, where you've been there for years, and or people are fighting against change, but you know that it needs to happen and they know they need it too, but they actually don't want to. So that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about new job momentum. Let's go. That doesn't mean there's not going to be challenges. There always are, but that's what we're working with. So what I would say to you, Joe, is that's not his real name, by the way. Client confidentiality is extremely important to us. So what I'm going to give you, Joe, and the rest of you, that you can then take what's useful from this, make it your own, are five key points in terms of actions to take, moves to make, to generate momentum and make an even and make a big, big as big of an impact as you can within this context. So number one, identity. Ask yourself the identity question. Who do I want to be as I make these powerful moves to generate momentum? Who do I want to be? It's a really important question. What aspects of me, what personal attributes, what parts of my personality, what parts of my identity do I want to tap into as I make these moves? What's also powerful about this question is that you get to, especially in this context, define, potentially even redefine yourself as a leader. I'm going to take what I've done in the past in my other leadership positions, take what's been awesome about it, and I'm going to leave the rest behind. So who do I want to be as I make these powerful moves as director? So a sample answer might be, I want to be a compassionate servant leader who cares about my team immensely and also cares very much about delivering outcomes in the form of increased revenue and increased customer service. That's who I want to be. I want to be a powerful leader. I want to be a compassionate leader. I want to be a servant leader. I want to be a leader who cares. I want to be a leader who's cool, calm, and collected. I am a leader who is cool, calm, and collected. So start with the identity. That's how I'm going to show up on a day-to-day basis at work. This is the leader I'm going to be, that actually I already am. Number two, it's what's your mission and vision for these changes. So this is actually like 2A and 2B. So 2A is what is your mission and vision for these changes, for this impact. And then 2B is what is the organization's mission and vision. And when we have those two, you find the overlap and you find that sweet spot. But first, for you as a leader, as a badass leader, as a director of this organization that's ripe for change, what is the kind of change that you want to see happen? Define it. I want to see increased revenue. I want to see increased customer support. I want to see increased effectiveness and efficiency. I want to see less screw ups. I want to see less mistakes. I want to see less wasted money. I want to see more money going toward tech. Whatever it might be, like, what's important for you? What's your mission? What's your vision? And then take a look at the companies, the company that you work for. What is their mission? What is their vision? Maybe it's on their website, but as a senior leader, you have, I mean, look at what's on their website or what's on their LinkedIn profile. But as a senior leader, you have a very important responsibility to speak to the CEO, the CTO, the higher ups, the board. Who are the senior leaders? Who are at the helm? Ask them, what's your mission? What's your vision? Where do you see us 6 months from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now? If you haven't yet asked them those questions, definitely ask them. That's definitely, by the way, part of anyone's first 90-day plan. Whether you're a senior leader, a junior leader, or whether you're someone who's an individual contributor anywhere in between, talk to the senior leaders, talk to the CTO, talk to the CEO. What's your vision? Hey, I'm new here. What's your vision? Where do you see us in 6 months, in 6 years? So that's number two, is getting really clear on what your mission is, and then getting really clear on what the company's mission is and finding that overlap. Where does it overlap? Number three is getting even more specific. Outcomes. What is my desired outcome? Now, we already have a very general desired outcome, which is to generate momentum. That's great. It's an awesome place to start. Get more specific than that. What does generate momentum mean? That's what I mean here by what is your desired outcome. How will you know when you've generated momentum? What will happen? What will be true? Like, what's the finish line? How will you know when you've won? What are you going to celebrate? So this can be in terms of metrics, like quantifiable metrics, number of dollars, number of clients, number of products, that kind of thing. It could also be more qualitative, where it's like, when we launch this new thing, you know, so there may be like a new product or an updated product line that you're working on developing, or maybe it's like an internal system that you're working on developing that's going to help people internally. And like once that's done for now, it's never done, but like once it's done for now, V1 is done, that can be a metric, right? When this thing is launched, cool, yay. So then that's when you throw the party. Right, that's when you celebrate. So get really clear, how will you know when you've generated momentum? And also don't forget about the more subjective things as well in terms of relationships. And stick a pin in this because we're gonna get to relationships in just a second. But for right now, we're focused on outcomes, we're focused on metrics, we're focused on wins.
Thanks for giving me this quick moment for our sponsor, Coverage Cat. We're very intentional about who we allow to sponsor the People Stack podcast. And when I connected with the folks at Coverage Cat, I quickly learned that they are an excellent fit as a sponsor. If you live in Washington, California, Texas, New York, or Florida, Coverage Cat is a free concierge service that will help you find the best price and coverage for your umbrella, car, home, and renter's insurance. And yes, loyal tech leader audience, we know that most of you need insurance, whether it's umbrella or other insurance to protect your wealth. We know how annoying dealing with insurance companies can be. So we love how Coverage Cat is making this process super easy. Fill out one form and they compare across dozens of carriers to find you the best coverage and price while you skip the spam and sales calls. Get your free optimized insurance quote today at coveragecat.com.
We're focused on delivering impact So many leaders say, oh man, I'm not sure if I'm delivering impact or not, or I want to make a bigger impact. The reason that you haven't made a bigger impact is you haven't defined what that is. So in this case, Joe, make sure you're really clear about what building momentum looks like. What has to happen in order for you and those around you to say, yep, we got some momentum. It's kind of like asking about mission, but in way more of like a specific and let's get fine-grained about this way. So that's number three. So number one, define your identity. Number two, define the mission, yours and the organization's. And then number three, define the outcome in terms of verifiable wins. And then number four, this is getting into what's most important during your first 6 months. One of the keys that's going to be the most important during the first 6 months, curiosity. That's number four. So now we're getting into the more loosey-goosey, but yet still very important concepts. We're moving away from talking about metrics and results and moving to talking about the human part of being an amazing leader. What's most important, one of the most important things for you, Joe, during these first 6 months is to tap into your curiosity. Be curious. Get curious. I want to hear you saying, that's interesting. At least 10 times a day. Like make the sound of curiosity. That's really curious. Why do we do it that way? From a place of non-judgment, from a place of neutrality. I'm not making you wrong. I'm not saying it's right either. Right? I'm saying, that's interesting. Tell me more. That's interesting. Tell me more. That's like your one of your main jobs, especially as a senior leader, especially at a place like this, where everyone's on board. They're going to want to tell you what's going on and where they want to go. You're probably going to have to hold them back and rein them in like, oh, okay, you want to do this in the first year? Let's set some expectations here. I think we can get this, this, and this done in the first year, but the rest of it is going to have to wait. So get curious about how things are done, about what people's roles are, about what people's goals are at every single level. Your direct reports, and then like your boss, your boss's boss, and then down the chain as well. Like your direct reports. Yes, have skip levels is also what I'm saying if you're reading between the line here, Joe and others. Yes, have skip levels. Skip levels are so important. So in other words, yes, you're meeting with your team members, the managers, but you're also meeting with their team members as well, which are most likely the individual contributors. Especially in the beginning, you want to hear it with your own ears. What people at every single level have to say. Get curious. Play detective. The conscious detective. The mindful detective. The kind detective. But also the powerful detective. The one who's not afraid to ask questions. Ask the thing you think you cannot ask. Ask it. Ask it with dignity. Ask it with integrity. Ask it with curiosity. And you can ask anything that you want. Something that's really common here is essentially, like, I'm laughing, but it happens a lot because we've all done it and it's nice to chuckle at our mistakes, right? Why the hell do we do it this way? Right? But you might want to detox that a little bit, you know, like turn it into the kinder version of, I see that we're handling XYZ in this way. I'm really curious why that is. Instead of why the fuck do we do it this way? Curiosity. And like, keep going. Keep asking questions until you're really satisfied that you get it. Do not be afraid to ask questions. Questions here are a sign of wisdom. Sometimes people don't ask questions because they think they don't want to be the stupid one. As the director, it's your job to ask stupid questions. Not that they are stupid, but sometimes you might feel like they are. Keep asking questions, get to the bottom of it, And also, it's a benefit here that I know this person and I've worked with this person, Joe. So you have an appetite. Joe, you have an appetite for the details and getting into the, I really want to get down to this. Like, lean into that more. That's one of your biggest superpowers here. Okay, so that's number four, is get curious. Number five, focus on relationships. Focus on relationships. Your relationship with yourself and your relationship with everyone on your team and everyone, at least as many people as you can within the organization. I don't know how big the organization is that you work for, but focus on your relationships. So like actually above all else, yeah, you want to focus on outcomes. You want to focus on mission. You want to focus on, you know, the metrics in defining that, just so that you can get clear on what the goal is. Because without that, you're just like spinning and you don't know where you're going. But focus on build relationships, especially during these first 6 months working there. Build rapport, build trust. Show your team, show your managers, show your CTO, show everyone that you are someone who can be trusted. And you don't have to try too hard. Again, I know who I'm talking to here, but for most of you, don't try too hard. Oh, what can I get them to trust me? Just be someone who's worthy of trust. So that might be something going back to number two. I am the identity. I am someone who is worthy of trust. I have integrity. What is integrity? It's I act in line with my values. And of course, not in an evil way. Right? That's kind of what's assumed, is I play for the good team, not the evil team. And I have these values, right? I value kindness. I value customer service. I value transparency. I value powerful decision making. Integrity means taking actions in line with that. So that's what makes you worthy of trust. What also makes you worthy of trust is being a loving person. And loving people are kind. They also call people out on their bullshit. And they do it in the kindest way possible. By asking things like, why do we do it this way? I'm really curious. Well, that's interesting. I wonder if we did it another way, if it might get us better results. Are you open to that? Because that's actually what I'm going to recommend. That's what it sounds like to be a director. So, number one, get clear on who you want to be, identity. Number two, get clear on your mission and the organization's mission. Number three, get clear on the outcomes. What are the definable wins and results that you're wanting to move towards? Number four, show up with curiosity, genuine curiosity. I wonder, why do we do it that way? I wonder, what if we did it differently? How might that benefit all of us? And number five, relationships. I care about the people that I work with. So much so that I'm going to treat them with kindness. And I'm going to call them out when they're not owning their own power, when they're procrastinating, when they're not doing the things that they said that they would. Especially with a team like this, Joe, that's like gung-ho to move forward. They don't want you to settle for their bullshit. Like, if you ask somebody to do something and they don't do it well enough, or they don't do it up to standard, call them out on it. Not in a mean way, again, in a kind way. You know, hey, Sally, come here. Or during a one-on-one, you know, always praise in public, criticize in private, right? Hey, Sally, come here. Or, hey, Sally, during your one-on-one. So let's talk about Project XYZ. I really appreciate your effort on it. It's been great. And it's going to be awesome to see what it turns into. How are you feeling about your effort on it? And she may even just give you an in right there. Yeah, you know, I'm really screwing it up. Okay, how do you feel like you're screwing it up? Right? Or she might say something like, I'm feeling uneasy about it. How are you feeling uneasy about it? And then there's your opening to, hey, how can I help? So I can see that you're wobbling a little bit and I want to help. And I know that I can. How about we XYZ? You know, and then you might offer some way to help her get resourceful or help her out with it. If Sally's like, yeah, I think it's great. Hey, okay, cool. I'm glad that you're feeling great about it. Let's take a look at the metrics here. Like, show them the numbers, right? Where we had projected to be at this point was here. But at this point, we're actually here, which, so we're off track. Do you appreciate that? Do you see how we're off track? Okay, cool. So we do need to be more effective and efficient here. Are you on board with that? Yeah, totally. Okay, cool. And then you talk about effectiveness and efficiency or whatever it is. That's what it looks like to call them out on it. That's what it looks like to form a relationship with someone, especially with teams who want this. She wants it. They want it. Do not let them settle. One last thing that I will throw in here as a little bonus is, as a leader, especially as a senior leader, whether we're talking about during the first 6 months or whether we're talking about 6 years in, you're going to be saying no a lot. Hold your boundaries. People are going to ask you to help with stuff. People are going to ask you for your thoughts on these things. If it's not in line with your mission, if it's not in line with who you are, if it's not in line with the outcomes you want, say no. If it's not in line with your priorities right now, say not now. Because your energy, and by energy here, I mean like your cognitive energy, your physical energy, and if you want to include spiritual energy, cool. Like your focus, your ability to focus, your ability to make decisions, that requires energy. And that's really precious right now. So don't say yes to anything if it's not in line with your mission, if it's not in line with who you are, if it's not in line with the desired outcomes, if it's not in line with building powerful relationships with people. It's okay to say no. Teach them to say no. Show them that it's okay. Show them what's priority by saying no. And by saying yes to the things that are like, oh yeah, that's what we need to focus on. So that is how you make powerful moves as a new director to generate momentum in a place where they want to generate that momentum. So there you go, Joe, and everyone else. Please take what's useful from this. How can you apply this in your tech career right now, even if you're not a leader yet, even if you're on the job market? I know that you're going to be able to extract the goodies from what I just shared. So that's what I have to share for today. And for those of you who are 100% serious and committed and devoted to building your dream career, and you're wondering if it might be a fit to work together, then I want you to book a call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. thepeoplestack.com/book. We'll have a conversation. We'll find out if it's a fit. And if it is, then we'll talk about what it would look like to work together. All right, folks, stay true to who you are as a leader and never forget that you are capable of making an amazing, powerful impact. Do not settle, my friends. All right, take care. Bye for now.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.